Hi guys, I'm Li Jingqing. I'm in Wuhan. I hope I can bring you some latest information about this novel coronavirus outbreak. And today, I want to talk about this. Something is going more viral than the coronavirus, and that is rumors. If you have been scrolling down Twitter or Facebook, you've probably already been horrified by the brutality of some Chinese policemen. Because recently there were some clips circulating on social media claiming that policemen in Wuhan are shooting civilians who are infected with this coronavirus on the street during the lockdown. For example, this video. In this video, three policemen are getting off a car, walking into a residential neighborhood with guns. And then they include a separate video like this one. In this video, a man lying dead on the street with a police car and ambulance nearby. These clips became the focus of discussion among some China naysayers online. But is the footage even true? Well, as reporters, our job is to find out the fact, right? So CGTN reporters reach out to the police and the family members of the person in the video, and we find out those claims couldn't be further from the truth. Well, let me bust those rumors one by one. Well, the first video, it was made in the city of Yiwu, Zhejiang province. So my colleague reporter Xu Mengqi reached out to the Yiwu Police Bureau and they sent us a statement explaining that those policemen are indeed from their police station, but they went there because they received a call for help from the civilians right there.
On February 1st, we received an order from the Bureau Command Center asking us to help deal with the rabid dog, which had been hurting people in the Futian neighborhood. Three of our police officers, including me, went there with weapons and protective gear.
After evaluating the situation and the danger the ravenous dog, the rabid dog, posed on humans, they decided to shoot the dog. And then the second video. The second video, if you take a closer look at the video, you will find some Chinese characters on the ambulance. It says Wuzhou Town. So my colleague, reporter Zhou Jiaxin, went to Wuzhou Town and he talked to the police and talked to the family members of the person in the video, and turned out it was a traffic accident. A 15-year-old guy took his cousin on his motorcycle, but due to a wrong operation, he rammed into the cemented curb on January the 29th.
The driver's cousin says he was also injured.
He sped up and lost control, ramming into the curb, and I had no idea what happened to the vehicle.
It was a tragic accident because the driver died. So the police went there to deal with this accident, medics went to help, but it has nothing to do with police killing civilians on the street. So those clips are from two different cases in two different places on different days. Yet someone intentionally left the context out, pieced them together, and fabricated a story, and used them to criticize Chinese policemen for something they have never done. Well, that was not the first time that someone fabricated lies during this novel coronavirus outbreaks, and I'm sure it will not be the last time. So it looks like China is ramping up its effort battling against this COVID-19 outbreak. Yet these online rumors want to target China and instill hatred. I understand not everyone agree with a certain government, but fabricating information? Is that your way to prove your point?